Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 22. So if you love what you've been listening to, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
If you really love what you've been listening to, share it with people that you think this show would serve them well.
Yes, yes, y'all.
So thank you so much for everyone who's given us love. Special shout out today to a really good friend, listener of the show, Iseli Naveo.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Thank you for showing us love at thevibeyourin@gmail.com and for sharing your comments about our show. We truly appreciate you listening. Thank you. Today's sponsor is none other than the Rufo.
Over our heads?
The Enchantment Room at Froggy's Party Pad.
At froggyspartypad.com.
Thank you so much. And your sponsorship helps us with our super producer, engineer extraordinaire.
Short Fuse.
Thank you, Short Fuse, for making us sound amazing.
Amazing.
So today we have a good friend of the show. I think this is the third installment of this gentleman in our show, correct?
He's been here quite a few times.
Yeah.
It's Bruh Man.
Bruh Man.
Fifth flow.
None other than Evan Silverio of Silverio Insurance.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here with you guys.
No, the pleasure is ours.
Yeah.
My friends.
We love having Evan here.
That's cool. So today we are switching it up to something really cool that I enjoy, which is vino.
A glass of wine,
red wine. So this wine is actually a local wine, a place called La Belle Winery. They're out in Amherst, New Hampshire. Place is awesome. They have a kitchen there as well, and they do farm-to-table stuff. They are now expanding into the Derry, New Hampshire market. So if anyone out there is local, make sure you check out La Belle Wine. Today we're having what's called the Americas, which is a dry red wine. Very good, great with steak, or great with any heavy Italian meal. So cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
So, Michael, what is today's topic?
Today's topic is called Risky Business.
Not like the movie.
Not like the movie, Tom Cruise. And while we're talking about that, you ever notice that Tom Cruise, in every single movie he does, he's running like for his life in every single movie. He has to just get up and start running. Am I the only one?
No, you know why? Because he actually does a lot of his own stunts.
Right, but he runs in every single movie. Well, it could be a love story. It could be
he's running away from love.
He's just always running.
It serves him well. I think he's done very, very well in all these crazy movies he's done.
He's the action guy. Well, Days of Thunder, he doesn't run.
You think so?
He drives
away from everybody.
Okay, so that constitutes.
Yeah. I think he. Yeah,
but
ran
all
to
of
the
them
car.
Risky. Everything's risky.
With him,
risky,
yeah.
risky business.
That's right.
Is that the one where he dances through the living room?
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't remember.
In his underwear, yes, Will.
In his underwear.
That's the one.
I remember vividly.
It was memorable,
you know,
for you.
Yeah, maybe. Or I was like, you know what? That's pretty cool. I should try that.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Did you try it?
No. I didn't think I had the socks to slide or the type of floor that was in that movie.
Can't do it on carpet.
It can't do it on carpet. Yeah, there was carpet in that apartment building in New York. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are crazy. So we're talking about risk what we're talking about. And we were talking at the focus group. Shout out to the focus group. That risk is something that we all have to take at some point in life. Actually, every day we wake up, we're taking a risk, right? But some people are actually afraid to take risks, and some people are just conditioned not to take risks. But we find that what we're going to talk about is it really a dangerous thing to take risks?
Well, just the word risk in the dictionary is a situation involving exposure to danger. And I think if you listen to that, of course, if you focus on what that says, you probably won't make a move. You won't even make an inch. You probably won't even wake up, but certainly that's not the case. I think what we talk about risk is taking the proper steps, the things that you want to accomplish. And certainly there's people out there who have been conditioned not to take those risks. They're too afraid, or they have this fear in them where they feel that whatever they're doing now is a comfort zone, and why take the next step? It's so risky. And of course, it has a lot to do with what's their mindset, what other people may say about that step that they take. But certainly I think that you could take risk and kind of ring it and spin it to a better place so that you can actually get to where you want to go.
This is the truth. Devin Silverio, what are your thoughts on risks? Risk taking, you as an entrepreneur, as an investor, as an owner of an insurance company. What do you think?
No, I think everybody has their own tolerance when it comes to risk. I think that there are certain people that it depends on your goals and what are you trying to achieve. And if you're trying to achieve those things without taking the proper risk, they may be unattainable, right? Then there are other people that just simply, well, they're not trying to, there isn't anything they're striving for, so there's nothing wrong.
Right.
There is no risk to take because there's maybe no reward waiting for you that you're interested in. And neither is right or wrong, right? But there are certain moments in your life that you say, well, if you want that, if you're trying to achieve something, there is some risk that's going to be associated with that.
There you go.
Exposure, as we say in the insurance industry.
Exposure. I like that.
Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, because the other side of it is the exposure that we have as realtors, or the exposure we have as business owners. We seek the guidance of someone like Evan and his company to say, okay, I'm going this way. What do I need to do to protect my position in this company, or this position in what I'm doing? Evan says, well, this is what you need. And so he understands that your exposure, depending on what you're doing in a business, is going to rely a lot on getting the proper coverage, the proper channels of coverage that you need, so that if you take the risk of a new business, you know you're protected in case someone, you know, does something wrong.
So it's some form of risk management.
Right.
So Jim Rohn says, if you are not willing to risk the unusual, you will have to settle for the ordinary. Right?
That's true. But I think that I firmly believe that a lot of the people that listen to our show, they don't want to be ordinary. They want to take the risk. They just want to hear, you know, maybe what steps do I have to take, or what kind of mentality do I have so that it's calculated risk. I don't know if that's a proper word to use, but certainly when you do take the steps, you know, Evan, for example, took steps necessary for his business. He knew that they're risky and they're calculated, but you calculated these things. You saw as you went on, this is the steps I have to take. It's a risk, but certainly I know that the reward is there because I see it.
Well, there is no certain reward, right? And there is no guarantee, but mm-hmm. it is calculated. It is hopefully something that you're, you know, I guess not to be repetitive there, but to continue taking the risk. But I think one thing to know is as you continue taking these risks, your tolerance for risk becomes to expand. Right. And you're able to take on more risk because you're calculating it and you're seeing the fruits of your labor. And that's exciting as well.
But you're pushing fear to the side.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You never constantly. It's always kind of right. there protecting you.
Yeah.
Right. But now you're seeing the asset that fear is. Right. It's kind of like this buffer while at the same time saying, move ahead and sure. I got your back and be careful. Watch out.
It's like how you steer the ship.
100%.
Right. And I think you made a great point because it's time to expand. It's time to start saying, you know what? I am going to take a couple of risks here and there.
Sure.
If I want to move from the position that I am, and if there are some risks involved, I'm going to have to take those risks to get to the next level and the next level and keep moving on and on. Some of the things that we hear from people as soon as we're going to go take a risk, when we go present it to someone, what do we always say? People say things like, you're crazy. You're going to do what? What happens if it doesn't work? Right? See, so it goes right back to risk being dangerous.
Of course.
Aren't you a little too old to be playing with your finances like that? I'm going to sit here where it's safe and watch you fail. And these are the things that not only people on the outside say it, but we ourselves find sometimes that we're hearing our own little voice inside our head telling us these things. So this is where we say we need to block that out. We need to push that aside and start to expand. Start to take those risks and don't see it so much as something dangerous, but something that's going to get you to the next level where we all say we want to be, which is all about expansion and fuller expression.
Well, we've talked about understanding that these calculated steps that you take, it's for a greater good. You're trying to get to a common goal, whatever those goals are. And so you have to say to yourself, if I want to get to that place, I have to take these steps. Doesn't matter what people say. Of course, a lot of the times it's people tell you something, or if you listen enough of it, it will stop you. It will put you in a position where you're like, you know, I'm stuck. Take it. We all learned from the mistakes we've made. We all learned from the risks that we took. We're here to tell the tale, which is great. But we learned as we went on. Now, if we didn't take those risks, where will we be?
Yep.
Where would you be, Mike? Where would you be? Exactly. So I think you have to take the risk. You have to. Of course, you want to do it with some calculation. You want to take baby steps. That's what I always talk about. But you have to do it. Otherwise, you know what? Life goes on. You'll never be able to take it. You don't want to be the person at the end of the road saying, I should have done it.
Right. Price Pritchard, in his book, U Squared, which is one of my favorite books that I like to study, he has this, he says this, and I love it because this is true. A person can make a career out of laying groundwork to do something really big. So what that is it's just a stalling tactic. It's like, no, this has to be like this before I do that. Or I have to lay this out first and have it perfect before I take that step. Or it's just like that can go on and on and on and on before the person actually jumps.
That's almost avoiding failure.
Exactly.
And so we know failure is one of the teachings for us to be able to be better people or be able to get to the point we want to get to.
And a failure is not a failure until you accept it as a failure. If you accept it as a lesson, then it's something that you're learning from.
That's exactly, yeah.
And like Evan said, it's every risk that you take allows you to take more risks and bigger risks.
You learn from it.
I think when calculated right, I think the majority of risks that we're talking about, if you really look at it, what are we risking? It's typically not a risk that we're risking our lives, right? So what are we risking? The protection,
right?
Security.
Unless you're Tom Cruise, because he does his own stunts.
Well, one of the movies, he actually hung
from an airplane.
From a cliff.
And another one in an airplane.
That's...
As the
airplane risky.
Took off.
That's risky business.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go that route. Well, you could have the business that you want, but first, you must hang from a cliff.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm going to go to Evan and say, Evan, what do you think? What's my exposure here? Yeah. And I think Evan's going to say, you could fall?
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
and then
you're right.
Evan says, we don't have coverage for that.
Would Evan say to me, you're crazy?
I'd say, you don't really like life that much. You don't enjoy something.
Yeah. Isn't there something else you can do, like read a book or something?
Yeah, that's crazy. Earlier, Evan, you were saying that it's the fear is protecting you, right? From it's natural fear that pops up, and we talk about that being the reticular activating system. It's something that protects you from. It keeps you in the comfort zone, really, is what it's doing. Because it's only since we only can focus on one thing, and the reticular activating system has you focusing on that one thing, and that one thing starts to expand. So most of the time for a lot of people, it's just comfort. Hey, you know, I'd rather stay on the ground. I don't want to get up on that plane. I feel comfortable here. So that becomes a thing. It becomes you just over and over again staying in the comfort zone rather than going for what you really want. And a good example is, you know, we show homes, and people come to us and they say, this is the home that I want. I'm pre-approved for X amount. Normally, they give us this low amount. But the vision of the home they want doesn't match the pre-approval that they say that they have.
Or what they want to spend.
What they want to spend. Mm-hmm. So they're looking for, you know, whatever it is, 3,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3-car garage, you know, a big lot, all in-ground pool, all sure. These things. But they're looking to spend, you know, it just doesn't match.
Right.
And as you begin to, you say, all right, so I'm going to show you a couple of houses that are within your price range that you're saying, and it doesn't match their vision. And after a while of doing that, they get tired of that, and the truth comes out. And their pre-approval goes up by like $100,000 or more. And you're like, well, why didn't you say that from the beginning? Well, you know, we were trying to play it safe because we can't see ourselves paying that mortgage, but, you know, we don't want to take all that. And we're not saying go and spend your whole pre-approval. You don't have to do that. But there's a lot of people that really undercut themselves and settle for less. And they end up buying a house that then they call you 2 years later to sell because they realize this wasn't the house. It's too small. You know what I mean? And that that is them not wanting to take the risk of saying, I'm going to end up paying X amount of dollars for this mortgage, for this house.
And in some cases, it's really external. Like we just talked about earlier, it's people saying, oh, you're crazy. You shouldn't do that. You know, go with your gut feeling. Go with what is going to serve you, I guess, is what I would say.
Or go with what you want.
And go with what you want. Absolutely. Regardless of what people say, take the risk.
No, I think a lot of the risk is a lot of times overrated, right? And it goes back to, you know, fear telling you, because your brain automatically starts putting out worst case scenarios, right? When we're talking about calculated risk, right? What's the worst case scenario? Are you really not going to sell any products? You're not going to sell anything, right? If it's a product worth selling, people are going to buy. Right, I like what Michael said about being overly prepared or doing so much research and waiting for everything to be perfect. Right, that's never going to happen. And not only that, there's no pressure on you if you haven't started. Right, that's big. Right, because as soon as you make an investment, as soon as you go out there, you have no other choice. Now you're in it, and in order for you to really you know, see and prove to yourself that you're going to make this, you need to dive in, you know, maybe not 100%, but you need to get started somewhere, right? Because then that's when the action, you know, and we've talked about this several times, action and where that can lead you.
Right. And it's perfect. The decision opens the door. As soon as you make the decision, which is the number one thing you have to do, I'm going to make the decision and then I'm going to commit. And as soon as that happens, everything else starts to happen for you. Because now the decision opens the door and you're no longer sitting around waiting for it to be perfect, because all the ingredients start coming at you to make that thing happen. So it's really no longer a risk. You're past the risk point.
I think once you make the decision, everything falls into place. You've made the action happen. You've taken the steps to make the decision. And I think I personally believe you have to commit to it. You have to believe that everything will fall in place. Like Evan said, you wait until that perfect storm. You wait until the stars align. I don't think that works. I think
that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. You have to take the step and say, you know what? From this point on, this is exactly what I'm going to do. Is it risky? Of course, because any step that you take forward, there's a risk involved. But what's the other option? Staying put? Doing nothing?
And I want to make sure that the listeners that are tuning in, you know, they're not just saying, oh, well, and thinking about all these case-by-case stuff, I think it's important to know we're thinking in generalities, right?
Sure.
Somebody who is, you know, fully salary-based and is now looking to go into commission, in a commission field. That's a scary
great example.
Right? Another person is somebody who is switching fields and says, well, I need to go back to school, right? And am I going to take out all these loans in order to, you know, actually pursue my dream? Like, I think those are the risks. I think it's important to throw it out there that those are the things that we're talking about, right? We're not talking about, you know, again, Will jumping from a helicopter in the middle of the Atlantic. We're thinking
I'll
about.
I'll still do real estate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It could be really anything. Anything that comes at you and you're like, no, that seems too risky. And it could be the smallest thing. The smallest thing that takes you out of your comfort zone. And rather than do that small thing, you'd rather just say, you know what, I'm just going to stay put here. You guys go on without me. And in the meantime, the people that go on without you, that you see them moving, you see them, you know, living and doing the things they want to do. And it's not about being afraid to take a risk. Now, some people are just conditioned not to take risks. Some people are just brought up that way. So they've seen their parents do it over and over and like, no, you're crazy. I've heard about people like you. You're too, you know, you're, and they say, turun lioso. How do you say that?
Lioso, you are not a troublemaker, but you're clouded.
Into too many things. At
right,
once,
right, right.
Like that,
concentrate
right?
on one thing.
Yeah. So these are people that are conditioned not to take risks. So they're not gonna do it. But we're just saying, don't be afraid to get out of your comfort zone, because you're going to find true living in taking the little risks that you should be taking to move up if that's what you want to do. If you want to move up, you want to go up levels, don't be afraid to take risks. Some of these risks are just investing in yourself. Some
right.
people won't even do that. I mean, there's in real estate, you know that you have to invest in yourself. And there's so many avenues where you can do that elevates your game, right? And some people just won't do it. They think it's too risky to put down some money to bring themselves up, if that makes any sense.
So if I can play devil's advocate here, what about people that are dealing with situations that it's not so much about the risk, it's they're around people, possibly a spouse, possibly, you know, that somebody's saying, well, I don't want you to take that risk, you know, and you have an obligation to these people. You know, what advice can you give to these people in these situations?
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Because
we knew you would play the devil's advocate. Right. That's why we'd love to have you here, bro, man.
Here's what I would say. You need to find the way to work on yourself as that feeling is in you. Say, okay, I want to take this risk. And certainly my significant other may see it as a dangerous move. They may not see what I see. Work on it enough that you almost involve this individual, because eventually they get to see something different about you. And this is, you know, the readings and the teachings that we go through, people, you know, you see the change in people. And so I think that not necessarily force someone to see it your way, but keep working at it. And eventually I think if the person loves you and trusts you, they'll see it in a different way. For some, it may be more of a navigation more than others. Others, it could be an instant thing. In some cases that we've seen it where it takes a while. But you should not stop pursuing what you feel because someone else doesn't feel it. It's almost like try to bring them in to the mix, not force them in, but have them see it in a way where they're like, it makes sense.
Life's a pitch and then you buy. I like
that. Life's a pitch and then you buy.
So just like anybody
else. I'm not going to say the other phrase in one of those songs.
What? No. It's a sales book, read it a long time ago, but yeah, obviously you can see the resemblance to the other phrase here, right? But life's a pitch and then you buy. And you know, not to put it in a tacky way, but those people, you have to convince them, almost like you're convincing an investor or anybody else is saying, hey, listen, this is what I'm trying to do. And certain people have different tactics that you might need to use.
It's a struggle.
Yeah.
It's a great question. I don't know if Mike has any other.
It's an awesome question. And I think there's a few ways to look at it. There's things that could happen down the road that might, you know, it might not be what you want to hear. But if you don't follow your dream, if you have something that's tugging at you and it could be a small risk, it could be a big risk, it could be whatever you think it is. At the end of the day, we're going to talk about this because there's really no risks. It's either you do or you don't. And so if you're with someone that can't see that vision that's really burning inside you, something that you know this is a desire you have, and you know that if you follow this, that it's going to be something big for you, and then you give in to that other person who's just scared for whatever reason, because either they have the fear or they were conditioned and brought up that way, there's going to be resentment down the road. You know, so where's the risk in that? The risk in that is that you didn't take the risk that you should have taken, and you chose this risk instead, and this turns out disastrous because all that resentment turns into you're not going to be with that person.
And you lost time.
You know, and you lost all that time, and then what are you going to be doing? You're going to be blaming that other person, which you shouldn't be doing at any point either, because right. It's all up to us. It's us from the inside out. It's never us blaming other people.
You know, what's funny is we're thinking of this conversation in terms of businesses, in terms of, you know, making these moves, either financially or career-wise or anything. But the reality is, and it goes back to what we said earlier when we started off, is you take a risk every day. It doesn't matter. Every single decision that you make, you got married to that person. That was a risk. That was probably the biggest risk you're going to take in your life.
Do you have insurance for that?
You had children with this person.
You had children.
But is there insurance for that? Can you go somewhere? Evan, I'm going to get married. Can you insure my marriage to make
that's
sure?
That's called a prenuptial agreement, Michael.
There you go.
That's not in the insurance circles.
That's not really, yeah.
But it will protect you in some sort of way. But you're absolutely right. You take risks every day. And so really, if you're taking risk every day, then what's the big deal of taking another risk on something that you really love? Something that's burning inside.
Robert Kiyosaki says, the biggest risk a person can take is to do nothing. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the biggest risk. Now, you think about it. If you're either, and another one from Price Pritchard, which is you're either taking a risk, if you want to see it that way, because it's really, you say, no, I'm taking a risk. So it becomes something dangerous, right? Instead of you saying, no, I'm going to take this chance or I'm going to take this risk, you say, I'm going to give myself a chance. I'm not going to take a risk. I'm giving myself a chance. So you got to see it from one way or the other. If you're taking a risk, it's a bad thing. It's dangerous. It's right inside the Webster's Dictionary. It's dangerous. But if you say, you know what? I'm not taking a risk. I'm going to look at it like this. I'm giving myself a chance. That's what I'm doing. Because I'd rather give myself a chance this way than risk what would happen down the road if I don't take the risk.
That's great advice.
100%. I think the other important question to ask is why? Why do you have this feeling inside you? And really think about that, ponder it, and if the answer is strong enough, that'll subside all those fears, right? That should be the reason why you're going to take this risk. It's not so much the reward, right? Is not if not the why, the desire that you have that you must fulfill this.
What I find fascinating is as we have gone through what we've gone through in our world, collectively, I'm seeing more people taking risks. They figured, you know what? This has happened in our lives. This is maybe an opportunity, or they've had some downtime to say, what am I going to do with myself?
Yeah. There's definitely been a lot of change.
A lot of change. And they're saying to themselves, this has been burning. Now I've got time. Obviously, you know, if there was a lull in employment or their home, they're thinking. And I see a lot of entrepreneurship happening around us because they had some time to think,
right,
and ponder and look at themselves in the mirror and say, what am I doing? Why am I stopping myself from the things that I want to accomplish? Because I don't want to take that next step because I think it's too risky. And so there's been blessings coming out of what we went through because people are actually they're creating action in their own lives. And I think it's fascinating as the years go down, we're going to see a lot of people that we know, people that we've touched in our show that are going to do great things. It's interesting. That's the thing that I've been fascinated about recently.
That is awesome. And the whole thing with risk is that it is all about expansion. If you're either growing or you're disintegrating. And for you to grow, there's going to be some risks involved. And if you have to look at those risks, like we said, as chances. Take those chances and expand because you're going to continue to expand. What happens with these risks is that you end up growing. You end up seeing yourself for who you can possibly be. And the more risks you take, the more failures that come and you take them as lessons, the more you realize, wow, I actually did that. But you grow. You grow and you continue to grow and you continue to see, wow, I can be even better and better. I can do more than I thought I ever could do. But it starts with the number one, you know, you have to start taking these risks so that you can expand.
We said that the best part of the journey is the story that you write. And right. That's really the truth. The story that you write, the steps that you took is really the joy of the journey. Once you get to where you wanted to go, you look back. So how did I write the story to get here? What risk did I take? And wow, I did that myself. I think some people are amazed on the risk they take.
Right.
Seeing themselves in one way years ago or at one point stuck and saying, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to the next level. I think that's fascinating. Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of the week. And for this week, we are going up to Newburyport, Massachusetts, a little area called Plum Island, a place called Plum Island Grill.
Nice.
Which is really cool. Once you cross the bridge from Newburyport to Plum Island, it's a little spot on the corner. They pride themselves of having the best view of the sunset. And so it's a place that looks like a small little shack, but by God, the exquisite food and the menu there, seafood inspired, great drinks, of course, good martinis. I think Michael and I know that very well. But really good food. Michael, what brought you to the place? I know that you were hanging out there.
Well, you invited me.
I invited you, but what did you think when you first walked in?
You know, I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Plum Island takes me back to when I was a little boy.
1800s?
And it always reminds me of summer because we used to go there a lot. And I've seen that restaurant in that corner for a long time, even now. And I've never gone in. And I go in, and it was just amazing. That the atmosphere was amazing. The people were so friendly. The food is so fresh. All the things that you want to experience when you go into a restaurant. And speaking of the fresh food, it was amazing. It was amazing. The menu was great. The ambiance with the, they got the hip-hop beats going on in the background.
They do.
The instrumentals. I thought it was awesome.
They do. Really good menu. They serve something interesting. So they have a fish of the day. And you know how some places will either combine some sort of sauce on the fish or some sort of finishing. What they do is they have three different sauces. So instead of you choosing one, they'll present the fish either over mashed potatoes or some sort of rice, and they actually put the sauces around it. Beautifully placed. I mean, it's really exquisite how they present the plates. And, you know, I think the best part about it is the ambiance, and you just talked about it. The ambiance, the people.
The people. Shout out to Lynn.
Shout out to Lynn, that's right. I would certainly consider going to the Plum Island Grill. Plum Island Grill is located right into Plum Island. So if you're in Newburyport and you cross the bridge, right on the right is Plum Island Grill. Check them out on Facebook. Great menu. Make sure you get a seat at the Sunset Bar in there because you get to see a sunset that's like no other.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Thank you, Plum Island Grill, for being the restaurant
of the week.
OMG.
Oh,
delicious.
Delicious.
Delicious. Delicious.
So back to our topic on risks.
Yes, yes, y'all. So, Evan Saverio.
Yes.
What do you think about this whole risk-taking thing?
You can't be you without it. You can't get to whichever destination that you're going to get to, planned or unplanned, right? You are going to be you according to the risk that you do take or you do not take, and that's going to be you, right? So why not make it purposeful?
That was awesome.
That was great advice.
That was awesome. That's a gem. We almost lost that gem.
Yeah, that's gonna have to be.
I almost dropped the bottle of wine. No, that was really good. Thank you. I mean, he's so right. You got to go that route. You really do. What's the other route?
Yeah,
it's nothing.
You end up discovering who you are. That's exactly what Evan was just saying. You end up saying, "Who am I? Who am I moving forward? Am I gonna just sit here in my comfort zone?" Or am I going to take a couple of risks and find out who I can really be? And the only way to do that is to go out there and start doing.
I like how you phrase that because basically that is you. That's who you're going to become. So who are you is based on
what you do and where you go.
And what you did, right? Sure. I when I'm talking to a couple of people from work and they ask me, I say, I couldn't be here with all those embarrassing moments, with all those risks that were taken, with all the failures. I couldn't have any of this bit of success that I do have.
Yep. That is awesome.
And you truly understand that it doesn't stop there. It keeps going.
Well, what's funny is when you do understand that, because you've done it over and over again, you start to become comfortable with the feeling. You start to become comfortable with the risk taking. You start to become comfortable with failing because you're interested in knowing, oh, I wonder where this failure is going to lead me.
It's fun.
100%.
It sounds weird.
Because you don't accept it as failure.
But it's fun if you just understand that the story that you write as you're going through your journey is the greatest thing about why you're doing it.
Yeah. It's just an unwinding discovery of
exactly
who am I, what am I doing, what am I supposed to be doing.
That's awesome. Right?
It is part of the recipe.
Yeah. You know what it comes down to? I want to say this. Risk taking is growth in action.
Say it again.
Risk taking is growth in action. Mm. And I want to say that because as you see it, it's growth,
mm-hmm.
right? But the growth starts to become growth when you take the risk. So it's growth in action, and it's you watching yourself. It's you in action, seeing yourself growing and saying, wow, this is amazing. If I did that, then I think I can do this. And if I go and take a chance and do that, then I think I can do that. And you just keep, it's just constantly growing and growing and growing. You find so much out about yourself. And to go back to what you were saying, if there's other people around you that are trying to stop you from doing that, then you're going to allow whatever's going to happen, but you don't stop. Either the person jumps on board with you, and if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. I'm not saying that in a way. I'm trying to tell people, hey, go get a divorce, or hey, you know, leave your friends or whatever. But it's really, it's your world first, because you have to be the better you in order to help anybody else. And if you're letting other people stop you from being that better version of you, then you're never ever going to grow, and you're just going to be a person that is stunted, and then you're never going to be able to help anybody else.
We understand that time is the most important part of all this.
Absolutely. It's the only thing you can't get back.
Exactly. So you have to say to yourself, in order for me to get where I want to go, I've got to dedicate the time for it. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean that you may lose out or not be involved in certain social gatherings? There may be conversations that you want to avoid. Chances are that's what it is. Because ultimately, if you want to get to where you want to go, the time factor is important. You have to put the time. You have to put the practice into whatever you want to do. So yeah, there may be those moments where you won't be able to talk to someone, or you may avoid certain things because you want to take as much time as you can to get to where you want to go.
Right. And ultimately, you just want to be free. You want to be free to evolve. You want to be free to express yourself without no hindrance. You want to just keep moving forward. Evan, you were going to say something?
I was just going to say that as long as it's, you know, in a positive light, right, that you're trying to better yourself, and as long as the risk that you're trying to do is in a positive way, right, I think people you'll find are very willing to help, right?
And, absolutely.
And I think we do go about, you know, we say it a few times that be careful of those, because they will state their opinion, right? And I think that what we're saying is don't be so fearful and don't take everything as fact, as an opinion, because it's not them taking the risk. But if you make the decision, you'll find out that those same people are willing to help you as soon as, but they need to see you in action.
Right.
A lot of times.
It's like they're your fans, but they want to see it happening.
Well, it's, they have their own opinions, mm-hmm. and they're right to have those opinions, because those are, but they didn't come up with the idea. It's not them that's going to take the action.
Sure.
It's you. And for some reason that's in you. But as soon as you do, they turn into your cheerleaders.
Right. They begin to let go.
Because they don't want to see you fail. They want to cheer you on and say, wow, you're really doing this.
Yeah,
okay,
they see the change. Yeah, it's so true.
Yep. And that's what you were talking about earlier, Will, that they will, if you press forward, they will see the change in you. And then they might come over to your side and say, all right, now I see what you're trying to do. I didn't get it before, you know, yeah. I was scared, but now I see what you're trying to do.
I find that in most cases they're gonna get to your side. They're gonna come to your side, because I think that they see the change and they see that you're happy. I think that's what it comes down to. The person who's sitting next to you at some point understood that your happiness is what you seek, and they're with you going through this journey. If you're doing something that makes you happy, I think people will gravitate to it, particularly your significant other.
Right.
And there's one more phase to that, which is the inspiration phase. Those people who turn into your fans turn into that person who says, you inspired me.
Absolutely.
Right. And if you think about it, for all of you, you know, at home listening to this, think about who you're inspired by and think about the risk that they took for you to become inspired by them.
Right. And that is the truth.
That is the truth. I couldn't say it any better than that.
This whole thing about risk taking and not being afraid of failure and saying, you know what, I want to go for what it is that I actually love to do. It's, I don't care how old you are, but it's maturity. It's maturity. And there's some of us that are, you know, you can get as, I don't care how old you are, I'll say it again. All of a sudden, through these experiences that you go through, that's what the maturation, that's where it comes from. It comes from the experience, and the experience creates wisdom. And this wisdom lets you to allow you to take better risks.
Right.
Because now you have the wisdom to be able to do it. I've been through this crap before, so now I know that this is not a risk. This is not a risk. This is more of an opportunity. And I'm starting to see these opportunities more and more because you can become more and more mature. It's the wisdom, it's the experience, and this is what we're talking about. And then again, when you're, we're talking about other people, okay, right? So it's not just that we're saying, because first of all, because we're blessed, because we do have spouses that 100% back us up no matter what we do, and we back them up as crazy as their schemes and ideas are. We say, there's opportunity, let's go. We're not afraid. But for the people that don't have that, it's your intention that gets you past that door where they're not going to be afraid anymore. Because if your intention is to follow your goal, follow your heart, take that risk, because you know it's going to be good for you and for other people, then it's easier for you, for them to say, wow, he's doing something that's actually going to be beneficial for all.
Sure.
So it's not just, I'm doing this because I'm selfish and I don't care about you, and I'm doing this no matter what, and I don't care who it hurts, and I don't care that you don't like it. That's bad intentions.
Yeah.
Your intention has to be for the good of you and the, for the good of everyone else. I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, that makes perfect sense. That's really important for people to understand that.
The opportunities, it's funny because they show up to the people. They show up to everybody.
Of course.
Looking for the risk taker. They're just out there in the universe saying, there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity. Who's going to take the risk, right? And it lands into somebody, and it lands on many people's laps.
Oh, absolutely.
But very few take the risk.
So, Michael, as we end this episode, what tips do you have for our fellow listeners, and Evan as well, if you can chime in?
So what we want to say is, get out of your comfort zone. Risk in believing in yourself. Risk acting on the assumption that you can succeed. Otherwise, the risk is that you will settle for only a fraction of what life has to give you. Can I say that again?
Absolutely.
Risk in believing in yourself. In other words, take the risk. Take the risk for yourself, for any opportunity that you might have. Risk acting on the assumption that you can succeed. That's the assumption that we have to take. We have to act like we're already a success. Otherwise, the risk is that you will settle for only a fraction of what life has to give you. You're either going to risk it all for yourself, for you, or you're going to risk that all you're going to settle for is for a fraction, right, of what there really is for you in this world. Take the risk.
Okay. I agree. I bet on myself.
I bet on myself
so many times, and I think that that hits home.
I love it.
That's awesome.
On so many levels, yep.
That is awesome. Nelson Mandela, last one. It always seems impossible until it's done. So all this stuff that we do, all this stuff that people say risk is dangerous, all this stuff, right? But then you make the decision, you commit, you walk through the threshold, and you realize it wasn't that impossible.
Absolutely.
I got it done. And now I can do even more and continue on and on and on and on.
Write the story. Take the ticket. Enjoy the ride.
Yep.
So if you love this episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. If this show serves you, please share with your friends, colleagues, people that you think will enlighten or be enlightened by our show.
Share it with everybody.
Share it with everybody. Don't forget to hit a review for us. It really helps our show. I want to thank our sponsor, The Rufo, the Enchantment Room.
Over our head.
Froggy'sPartyPad.com. Special thanks to Evan Silverio for sitting in today. Short notice. Thank you for
always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Always great to hear your insight.
Gems.
Yeah, it's a boom, boom, bam, boom, boom. Thank you so much, Evan, for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome. I love it.
And thank you for Short Fuse for making us sound amazing.
Short Fuse.
Short Fuse.
And like we always say, we are over
and out.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.